Jurors will begin deliberating this week in the murder and manslaughter trial of four former Blackwater operatives allegedly involved in a 2007 massacre at Baghdad's Nisour Square. The suspects are charged with the deaths of 14 of the 17 Iraqi civilians who died when their Blackwater unit indiscriminately opened fire. The trial features testimony from witnesses who survived the attack and saw loved ones gunned down. In closing arguments last week, prosecutors said Blackwater guards had shot fleeing civilians and boasted of taking their lives. Nisour Square is the highest-profile deadly incident involving Blackwater or any private war contractor. The first witness to testify in the Blackwater trial was a man named Mohammed Kenani. He broke down when describing how his 9-year-old son, Ali, was shot in the head while riding in the back seat of the family car. Kenani reportedly sobbed so uncontrollably when testifying that Judge Royce Lamberth temporarily dismissed the jury. The next day, one juror said she'd been too haunted to sleep, causing the judge to excuse her from service. Well, we turn now to a remarkable documentary that tells Mohammed and Ali Kanani's story. It's called Blackwater's Youngest Victim. The film was created by by Big Noise Films and Democracy Now! In association with The Nation magazine and The Nation Institute, shot by Rick Rowley, narrated by Jeremy Scahill. It begins with Mohammed Kanani recalling the day he lost his son.